Hey, everybody, welcome to the Aligned Love Podcast. This is the place where I am going to help you find the one thing that you feel is missing, healthy love. I am your host, Lauren Zoller, and in this podcast, I will share with you how to attract love, live in alignment, and elevate your deepest relationships. So buckle up, get present, tune into your body, and open up to the possibility that you truly do get to have it all. Let's dive in. Hello, beautiful humans, and welcome to the next episode of the Aligned Love Podcast. I'm going to be talking today all about what it looks like to call in a magnetic life. And I'll tell you that I'm really jazzed about talking about this because I just got back from 2 days in the mountains leading a very powerful 2-day somatic immersion event called The Shift. And I talked about this for 2 straight days. And so I wanted to actually record this after the event because I knew that there were going to be huge ahas and huge breakthroughs as a result of these 2 days with over 25 magical women. And I wanted to be able to feel the energy of that. So you're getting me. I literally just got home, just got out of the car, driving back from the mountains. I am in a ball cap. If you're watching this video, I'm in a ball cap, sipping some bone broth. And this is just me being raw. And I'm just going to recap what happened over these 2 days together and also give you some insight and some real vulnerable shares that I have never really talked about before this event. And just to give you high level what the event was all about, it was all about what it looks like to step fully into what I call your divine feminine power. And a lot of the work that I do with women and men is I work in trauma. So most of the women and men that make their way to me, they struggle. They struggle with their relationships. They struggle with, I'm not talking about just romantic relationships. I'm talking about their relationship to money, their relationship to their health, their relationship to their children. Most importantly, their relationship to self. And the work that I lead my clients through in my collective program is all about how do we uncover our survival responses when it comes to relationships, what I like to call relational ruptures. How do we uncover these survival responses? And how do we start to have a relationship to safety? How do we start to shift from protection to connection? And this work is super deep. And as a result of doing this work, men and women feel like they can relate in a much healthier place. We have had women who've lost 60 pounds as a result of doing this deep trauma work. We have women who have reconnected with family members. We have women who have obviously found the love of their life and have had babies and have attracted all of these really wonderful things as a result of healing their relational trauma. And I noticed that that happened for me too. When I did this work that I lead men and women through, my life started to shift, and the way that things showed up for me in my life also started to shift. Sean is a beautiful example of that. If you've heard my story and previous podcasts, or if you've seen me speak on stage, you know that I talk a lot about what I attracted before I did the deep trauma work. I was a little bit of a train wreck. I attracted alcoholics and men who were extremely emotionally unavailable. And it was because I myself was emotionally unavailable and I was going outside of myself for external validation to feel whole. So of course, I attracted men who did the same, whether they were addicted to alcohol or some other substance or needing external validation from a mom, it was the same wound. And I kept attracting this over and over until I did the deep trauma work. So the reason I'm telling you this is because a lot of people that are in my orbit and in my world, they go through this process and they start to have a really beautiful relationship with safety. And they start to shift their baseline from protection to connection. But there's a next step past that that most people don't talk about. And if it is talked about, it's usually talked about in a super woo-woo mythical way. When you hear the word divine feminine, most people think of women in white dresses or women frolicking around naked, you know, excuse my language, but smearing period blood over all over their face. We're really unscripted here. Hopefully there's no kiddos in the car. And that's all great and well, and I'm all about it. And I really deeply respect and love the women that have fully embodied their divine feminine. But when I was exploring this for myself, I realized, wait a second, there's something deeper to this. And there is a way, because I'm a geek about science, there is a way that this relates to the nervous system. And I want to study it and I want to find it out and I want to apply it in my life. And I want to see if I'm onto something. And lo and behold, I was. I went from going on dates with really healthy men to attracting a man who met all of my non-negotiables, met all of my values, who treats me like an absolute queen. I also went from being profitable in my business to being able to step into higher levels of wealth so that I could reach more people, but also save for future generations. I went from being okay with my body and staying at a pretty decent weight to being completely in love with my body and doing things that I never thought were possible. Like, I lift heavier now than I've ever lifted in my whole life. And I'll just say, I'll just toot my own horn here. I'm pretty freaking strong. And the best part of all of it too, was that I was able to step even further into my purpose, further into my mission. And I truly deeply feel like this is just the tip of the iceberg. And so I started to look at what took me from the space of feeling safe and feeling okay to really creating a magnetic life. What was that shift? Because it's one thing to do deep trauma work. It's one thing to understand your protection patterns and get your nervous system to a baseline of safety. But then what? Like, how do you expand past that? And so this is what I taught in this two-day event is, what does it actually look like to shift into that next level? Once you've experienced safety and you have a really beautiful relationship to safety in your nervous system and your relationships start to feel stable and secure, your relationship to money, your relationship to your health, your relationship to others, your family, when that starts to feel really safe and secure, how do you then shift into wanting more and actually receiving it? And so that's what I want to talk about today on the podcast. I know I just was a little long-winded in giving you a full setup for what we're about to dive into, but I want to talk about that because it's a real thing. It's a very real thing. To me, it's the next step past really deep trauma work. And it's not that trauma work ever goes away. It's not that I'm never triggered anymore and that I don't choose survival and protection over connection throughout my day. It's just that I have a much healthier relationship with safety. So then I also get to play in what I like to call healthy activation. Before we go there, here's what I want everyone to know. When you were born into this world, and I believe there's a lot of teachers out there that teach this incorrectly. When you were born into this world, you are, in a sense, connected to your deepest divinity, whether we're talking about the divine feminine or the divine masculine. And over time, as we live, as we're children and we interact with people in the world, we start to pull away from that innate divinity because we're experiencing other people, places, and things that aren't necessarily connected fully to that deep divinity anymore. Because once we come into society and we start to live our lives, we are conditioned in a lot of ways to pull away from that divinity. So a lot of teachers teach the divine feminine and the divine masculine as this place that you need to arrive at. It's like, if you soften as a woman, if you step fully into being more nurturing and surrendering more, then you will be able to arrive even deeper into your divine feminine. And what I want to do is kind of turn that on its head. And I want to say this, your divine feminine or your divine masculine, it is already inside of you. You were born into it. It's not something that you arrive at. It's not something that you arrived to. It's not this end goal that becomes something that magically you step into. It is already inside of you. And your job is not to fix yourself, but to shed the layers that are keeping you from embracing your natural state. And in essence, that's what trauma work does. Trauma work allows you to shed the layers that kept you in survival, that kept you in protection. And so this path to having a magnetic life and stepping fully into your divine masculine or your divine feminine requires that you do somatic work, that you do trauma work so that you can go from survival to safety and so that you can truly deeply reconnect to that innate divinity inside of you. So that's where you start the process. If you haven't done trauma work, if you don't know and you can't speak the language of your nervous system, please, please go learn it. Come into my program. Come into my collective program. That's what we teach you. Are you a high-achieving woman who is tired of swiping left and right, hoping to find the love of your life? Are you ready to break free from toxic relationships and finally create a deep, lasting connection with someone who truly aligns with your heart and soul? Well, I want to introduce you to the Align Love Collective, a transformative 6-month coaching container designed to help you find your soulmate without sacrificing your career or wasting any more time on the dating apps. In the Align Love Collective, you'll embark on a journey of self-discovery and personal growth. Our team of expert coaches and therapists will guide you through a proven process to discover the root of what's keeping you from finding your soulmate, understand how to get your nervous system in alignment with what you desire, then watch it all unfold as you implement the roadmap that will lead you straight into the arms of the one you love. But that's not all. When you join the Align Love Collective, you become a part of a supportive community of like-minded individuals, all on their own journeys to finding the love that aligns with their deepest desires. You'll receive ongoing support through live coaching sessions and exclusive resources to help you every step of the way. Plus, you'll gain access to guest experts to ensure that you have the tools that you need for success. Don't settle for anything less than the love you deserve. Join the Align Love Collective and discover the path to a healthy, lasting love. If you want to learn more, visit my website at www.laurenzoller.com/soulmate, S-O-U-L-M-A-T-E, to learn more. The Align Love Collective, where love and alignment go hand in hand. However, if you've done the deep trauma work and you're like, okay, I get it. I have a really deep relationship with safety and I want all of these things. Like I want massive levels of wealth. I want a really deep aligned partnership. I want to feel really good in my body and in my clothes. I want. I want these things. I want more because I know if I have massive levels of wealth, then I can fuel my mission and purpose and I can get this work, whatever it is, out to more people in the world. Whatever it is that you desire, that you feel like you're having a hard time tapping into, it's because there's a next step past trauma work that will catapult you into a magnetic life. And it's this. When we work with trauma work, you start to shift your baseline from survival to safety. When you're working on having a magnetic life, you're working on shifting from this space of safety to playing with healthy activation. You see, when people don't understand how to work with the language of their nervous system, they will feel activation and it will derail them and they will go into dysregulation and a full-blown trauma or survival response. Someone who is working in their divinity, the deep core of who they are, understands that activation can also be a catalyst for the things that you desire in your life. You've got to get stretchy. You have to be able to feel and build resilience in your nervous system and be okay feeling uncomfortable. Let me give you an example of this. So a few years ago, a business partner of mine, we're no longer in business together. I had this vision. I had this vision that I was supposed to be leading women. It was in a really beautiful place. And I was teaching all about the divine feminine and the growth zone and the nervous system and how they're combined. I had this vision. And 3 days later, after I had this vision, one of my clients called me and said, I have somebody that you need to meet. And lo and behold, I ended up meeting this woman, and she just so happened to have a private island. Her name is Brittany Turner. If anybody wants to look her up, her island is absolutely magical. And she had a private island. And so I told my business partner at the time, because we were talking about wanting to do a retreat together. I was like, you need to meet this woman. I think we need to do our retreat here. So we end up meeting with Brittany, and Brittany comes to us and she gives us the cost of what it is going to be to rent out her private island. All that I will say is that it was a six-figure investment and it was very scary, very scary. And my business partner and I got off the phone and we both looked at each other. We were in some activation. We were feeling something about what was given to us. But because I had done the deep trauma work to know the difference between dysregulation and healthy activation, and I was committed to the visualization and the download that I had been given from the divine 3 days prior, I looked at my business partner. I said, we can't not do this. We have to do it. And so in that moment, it was terrifying because we ended up, both of us ended up investing a very large sum of money. We had no name for the retreat. We had nobody that even knew about it. We had nobody committed to it. And we were going blindly on faith. But because we knew how to speak the language of our nervous systems, and we were able to play in that stretchy space, we were able to do something like that. And lo and behold, the result of that big leap was that we ended up bringing 15 women to that island. We made all of our money back, and we ended up almost quadrupling the revenue on the back end. This is a beautiful example of what it looks like to step into that next stage of calling in a magnetic life. I could have very easily in that moment said, you know what? No. First off, if I didn't have trauma work, that would have completely derailed me. And I would have been like, that is far too much money. And we don't do that, because if you do not have a healthy relationship to money and you haven't looked at that in your nervous system, something like that will spiral you into scarcity. And you won't be able to approach it from a space of safety and healthy activation. That could have been me if I had not done the trauma work prior to that event happening. But because I had, and I had a really beautiful relationship with my nervous system, the ability to get stretchy, to feel that sense of activation and know that I was still grounded in safety, gave me the ability to create magnetism in my life. And so if you're listening to this, what I want you to know is that, and there are a lot of people out there that will knock me down for saying this when I say you get to have it all. You get to have it all. You truly, deeply do. Now, what your all is much different than mine. It's much different than your best friend. It's much different than your cat or your dog. You get to have it all, but you also are the person that gets to define what all is. And if you learn to have a healthy relationship with your nervous system, and you learn how to lean into healthy activation, and you use that as a catalyst in your life, then you will allow yourself to catapult everything into what I like to call the growth zone. And things that you deeply desire will start to become yours because you become an energetic frequency match to them. It requires that you have a beautiful relationship with healthy activation. So we went really deep into this in my 2-day program, The Shift. If you're interested in watching the recording of it, it's no longer live. We will have a link. I'll drop a link in the show notes below so that you can check that out and purchase the recording if you want to watch it. But I will say this, there is something very exciting that I have not released to the public. You guys are actually going to be the very first people to hear this. If you're listening, you're the first person to hear this. I have a program that is launching that is all about living in this space, and it's called the Aligned Expansion Program. And it is going to be a year-long container with me. There is going to be a retreat included, a very nice luxury retreat. And in this year together, we are going to be working on how to call in the magnetic life that you desire. We're going to work through 4 different stages. I'm bringing in special guests each quarter. You get one-on-one work with me, and you also get to be with the other women who are saying yes to this work too, and a group container. So you get to hang out with them. We're going to be working through in this Aligned Expansion Program. In the first quarter, we're going to be looking at, okay, what is your mission? What is your purpose? If you were to create the most magnetic life that you can think of from a space of absolute delusion, what would that look like? What is that mission? What is that purpose? Whether you want to be the best mother on the planet, or you want to save children in Africa, What does that mission and purpose look like? Then in the second quarter, we're going to be looking at wealth. How do you step into and cultivate deep levels of wealth so that you can fund this purpose and this mission that you have for yourself? Because if you want to change the world, you need to have wealth to do it. And also, how do you create wealth for future generations and for yourself? Then in the third quarter, we're going to be looking at relationships. What does it look like to have a really aligned partner by your side? Also, what relationships do you need in your circle to spread your mission and get your mission out to the world? Because we are only as strong as our closest relationships. And there are people out there who can help get you where you need to go. So how do we start to tap into that circle? And then in the fourth quarter, we're going to be looking at using your body as a vessel. A woman who has a big mission, a woman who has a huge purpose on her heart, it requires massive energy. So how do you take care of your vessel so that you can show up and actually live the purpose-filled life that you desire? So all of this is happening in the Aligned Expansion. If you're interested, you can apply for it. It will be invite only. There is an interview process associated with it, but you can click on the link below if that sounds like it is something that is tugging on your heartstrings. Again, a woman who is deeply tapped into her divine will know if a program is a hell yes or a hell no for her. And so if that feels like it is sparking your soul, lean into it. And I would love to have a chat with you. You'll actually be talking to me if you fill out the application. But hopefully, whether you decide to do that or not, something in today's episode lit a fire inside of you. If you have not dove into the deep trauma work, this is your loving nudge to do so. You get to have the life that you desire. You truly, deeply do. And all that it will require is you showing up and saying, yes, I'm ready. And then it will all start to unfold for you. So I hope that this was an inspiring episode for you. I need to come on and do kind of a second episode about this because two really magical things happened in our 2-day somatic immersion event that I like to call them God winks, that were truly God winks, that were giving me confirmation that what I'm teaching and what you just heard about, you just heard tip of the iceberg, it truly is changing lives. And so stay tuned. I might do a little bonus episode because I want to tell you those stories. And just in case you didn't catch them on my Instagram page earlier this week. I love all of you so much. Thank you so much for listening. And stay tuned because next week I have a very special guest that I cannot wait for you all to hear. I'll see you next week. That wraps up today's episode of the Aligned Love Podcast. One thing that would really help me and the other new potential listeners is for you to rate this show and leave a comment wherever you tune in and listen. Also, make sure to link up with me on Instagram at Lauren Zoller, and please share this podcast with anyone who you think may enjoy it. Until next episode, remember, every transformation begins with one moment of awareness, and I hope today has been yours. I'll see you next time.